Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Shanks, did you just say, let's get this shit show on the road before you hit record?
Well, not quite a shit show, is it? But it's
not a long way off.
Yeah. It's what do you call it? Bit of sawdust. Sawdust pod.
Spit and sawdust.
Yeah.
Oh, you said bit. I thought you said bit of.
Whenever
someone says sawdust, it reminds me of two things. One is being at the church and sawdust all over the floors. And Trevor Leota coming back with a carrier bag because you went to the bar with cash or whatever, or card, and you came, they gave you a carrier bag full of cans of Red Stripe, wasn't
they
it?
They got around an alcohol license, mate, but you had to purchase vouchers and then you take those vouchers across to the bar where you were given
cans.
Oh,
right. Yeah. Oh, right.
So, I remember Trevor Leota had this big carrier bag and like I remember it just really not lasting very long with Big Trev. And then I remember going out afterwards and my memory is that he had five Big Macs, but it might have been four. It definitely wasn't fewer than four. And yeah, what a guy. That's not, you know, I probably couldn't do 15 cans and four Big Macs. That's beyond me, but.
Oh, you could.
That's why he won everything, mate.
Easily. You've got plenty of room in that rig.
I've lost a bit of weight, actually.
I can't tell because you're lying down.
What I would say is...
What's the second bit of sawdust then?
Yeah, the second bit was being at an event, an NBN event a couple of years ago, and this bloke walked into like the back, like the staff room where we all sit and have our lunch and prep and whatever. This old man walked in. He was like, mate, he would have been 60 years old, but like 6'7", 6'8", skinny. And he's wobbling. And I'm like, he goes, where the loo? Where's the loo? And I was like, mate, he's going to go. And one of the girls, I think it was Sophie, just jumped up and just moved him away from our table and said, come over here with me. Like moved him away from our table into space where there was spare floor space, backed off, and he just sprayed puke everywhere. And it wasn't sawdust, but it reminds me of it. And the cleaners came in. It was like, oh my God, this guy just hosed red wine and beef everywhere. It was horrific. And he was smashed to bits. And they came in and it wasn't sawdust, but they dropped this powder on it.
Yeah.
They chucked this powder like shake and vac all over the puke and the puke like disappeared and they could just like, it turned into a solid or something and they just swept it up and it was gone.
What's that,
that is amazing.
Bicarb soda or something?
I don't know. It was amazing. Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah. Reminds me of Le Monde, which is a restaurant in Cardiff.
Yeah.
El Puerto's, which is another restaurant in Cardiff, both owned and run by Tani Martinez and Walkabout. Yeah.
I wish I'd had some of that stuff when Adam Jones, the former Wales second row, came to stay at my house in Bath a few years ago and we went out for a few beers. I wish I'd had some of it then because we had to replace our carpets on insurance.
He did a Tommy Shanks, did he, at Matt Powell's?
Yeah, worse though. Yeah, worse. Well, I don't want to call him out because too late.
I mean, look at the size of him.
But he's 6'7" and the carpets went. Bedding we could deal with. Carpets had to go, literally replace them. They were new as well. Placed carpets but then he fell out to the hallway trying to get to the toilet, fell asleep on the floor, but it went through the floorboards and through the ceiling of the ground floor. So when you went to the hallway and looked up, there's little red dots on the ceiling. So that was his red wine and Wow. No, cider, and that was his cider and black puke coming through.
If you're drinking with the big boys, what do you expect?
He came to watch me play for Bath and was with Martin Wood, who wasn't playing. He was injured. And I said, mate, just hook up with Woody. But don't go too mad because we'll go out after the game. Anyway, what you don't do when you're with Woody is try and match him because he's hollow.
Yep.
He's like Leonard. So that was that. And I walked into the post-match.
He drinks Jones every day, doesn't he, Woody?
Yeah.
I
walked into the post-match function at like in the bar afterwards, and there's my mate Jonesy. His face is gone. He's 6'7", in a white shirt that has just got a huge stripe of red across it, like he's a superhero, except it's cider and black.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, no.
That's rule one of all day is don't wear a white shirt.
Never.
Don't wear dark colours.
Never.
Don't wear nice white shoes, because they're going to get wrecked. And if you wear white shoes, the first thing one of the boys are going to do is tread on them.
And don't wear the old white Versace jeans that you used to wear in the late 90s around Stoke Newington with me.
you need all-day clothes. You need dark clothes. You need sort of boots that Jim Hamilton would wear, like wetsuit boots, whatever they are. You know, you just water repellent.
Well, he's a fruity dresser, mind. He's a fruity dresser, mind.
Who, Jim Hamilton?
Yeah.
No, he's not. He just wears black. He wears these long black t-shirts. They're not like the t-shirts that we would wear. They sort of go a little bit further down. Like
it'd be a nighty on me.
To the top of his quads.
Are you calling
those
quads?
Black, mate. He only wears black.
No, but he looks like The Undertaker. Hmm. He wears The Undertaker's shirts. I actually always think Jim looks really good.
I always look at him. I think I'm underwhelmed again.
But he doesn't, you know, he doesn't wear the uniform that we all wear. We all wear a uniform sometimes. Yeah. I try and break out the uniform sometimes, but then I get you calling me the gingerbread man on stage. Just because I got a camel jumper on instead of the standard.
I'll tell you what I like to wear. We got a bit of clobber from him, Charles Tyrwhitt.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the uniform
work
for
clothes.
Us,
it's the old quarter zip top, shirt underneath, all different colours. Couple of nice jackets, couple of merino wool jumpers. You can get the long sleeve polos. I mean, it's hard when you work on TV because you can't wear the same stuff all the time. Imagine how hard it is for like Doyler, you know, because he does This Morning as well, or Gabby Logan. They're on TV constantly. You've got to wear Geth Jones. You've got to wear constant different clothes. Otherwise, they're just going to say, oh, there he is.
Tell who does it best. Jumper. Tell who does it best, Gabby Logan. Mm. Just looks immaculate all the time. Cool. She looks amazing.
Her boy's going to be quite good. Her and Kenny's son.
He's like the size of a bloody horse. Have you seen him?
Yes.
It's like if Kenny swallowed Gabby, that is their son. He is enormous. The Charles Tyrwhitt thing, I really like. Yeah, I do like it. And I've got loads of it. I've basically got everything. And that they do, but I keep struggling. Like I wear things once and they do end up with holes in. I feel bad here, but they do. And
I worked out how I got quite a few holes in a couple of nice jumpers, and I've worked out why. Because they're quite fitted, aren't they? They're sort of stretchy material.
You smoking joints again?
No.
Are they blazing? You're dropping little what they call hot rocks, whatever they call them.
That was part of my past that I don't want to bring up again, please, David. Try to forget. But look forward, mate. Keep looking forward.
Yeah, that's it.
But it's when I take them off and I put my arm behind my head, grab my jumper, but as I grab it, I'm stretching it, and little holes appear around by my sort of trap area of where I've taken my jumper off. So I've got to take them off. I don't know. You've got to be careful when you take your jumpers off. Get someone to do it for you.
But if I'm on my own in a hotel, I actually worry about putting them on and taking them off because I tear them and I don't mean to.
Are small. I get that. And you're not very flexible.
Exactly, mate.
Yeah. I don't know. You could probably get a bit of string, put on a door handle, close the door,
I could just call housekeeping, couldn't I?
Yeah. Exactly. Or just get it done in reception.
Yeah. I mean, these are the things I do these things. I do have people on the train help me on with my jackets quite often who don't quite know how to take it.
I can see you wearing a moustache. Cry
for
help?
I like it, actually.
Just cry for help, or you just mix it up?
It's a cry for attention.
Mm.
It's not actually. It's a bit like, I just like it.
I know why. It's because you can't do anything with your hair. So you've got to do something. Like, it's not like you can change your hair. You can't sort of brush it back, brush it to
probably
the side.
Is a bit of that.
Center part. So you've got to, I mean, I do like a moustache, but unfortunately mine's pretty Auburn Sunset. So
yeah, it looked really, yeah, you look like a serial killer from the '80s, but
yeah, I mean,
I just like it. My wife likes it. I like it and I won't keep it long and I'll go in and out. I don't like when it gets too long.
Wife likes it, does she?
She actually loves it.
The tuckler. You've got a little tuckler.
She actually likes it. And I was with Drico on the bus the other day, a TNT bus, and he said, you know what? They wouldn't say this about many people, but I actually think you can work a moustache. It actually suits you. Actually makes you look better. And I said, you know what? It's funny that.
My wife said that to me
2 days ago.
Yeah, but I know what you like, mate. You and your wife don't kiss on the lips anymore, so it doesn't affect her. You know,
well, actually, do you want me to tell you something? Do you want me to tell you something?
Look, keep it clean, all right? Because I don't want to know what you got up to.
I've always thought it's important. Doesn't mean you live up to it. It's like making your bed every day, which I do, by the way. I do often. When I do, I'm glad I have. Like the last few days, I have.
Said that when Jason Fox was on the pod.
Yeah, exactly.
Toenails, crawl out, mate.
It's studsy. And I always think it's important to kiss your partner goodbye and hello when you go to work and come back. It's important, not just important for the kids to see it, but it's important to make the little effort, right? And it can be automatic. But actually, I watched this thing the other day, literally last week, and it's this professor of whatever said, a little peck is fine, but it's an average of about 6 second kiss is when your brain starts to release, what is it? Is it oxytocin that you get, like, it's the pleasure hormone, like you get, a dog gets when you stroke it, or a woman gets when she breastfeeds, whatever it is, right? So about a 6 second kiss is what you need. So I told Freya this, and I was like, right, we've got to do a 6 second kiss. And in the end, mate, it's like, it's quite difficult to do a 6 second kiss every time you leave the house and every time you come back, because kids are screaming, there's stuff going on, and 6 seconds is, we've managed it a few times, but it's not easy, mate. Six is a long time when you got 12 kids.
I admire you for trying, mate. And
when's the last time you had a six-second goodbye kiss with your wife when you went to work?
I admire you for reading books about it to improve. I couldn't tell you, mate. I couldn't tell you. A six-second hug.
Should I tell you the last time I had a six-second kiss with your wife when I went to work? I think you were at Dragons actually that day. It's like when we're on the pod, and as soon as you say, oh, I'm off to Dublin Saturday, I'm texting her straight away, mate. Just
slipping into her DMs.
Yeah, slipping the DMs.
Ah, oh, leopard doesn't change its spot, so.
Yeah. While the lab rat's away, the dog will play. No. I tell you, I've got a new gadget.
Ooh, go on.
I got it from my sister-in-law, actually, who stopped using it. I have got a little clip-on reading light that I clip on the top of my books at night.
I wouldn't really call that a gadget, man. I just call that a torch. I thought
it's not, though. I wouldn't take it into the back garden to look for mice.
I thought you were going to say something like, you probably got one already, like an indoor Hoover, electric robot Hoover, or something for your garden outside, a new little barbecue device. I don't know, but I wasn't expecting like a light.
Well,
that's like saying I got a new device. I got a new gadget. It is a little
clippers.
Indoor,
toothbrush.
A little indoor heater.
Yeah.
That I have in my office. A little element heater.
Years ago, like before they were really a thing, my mum, as a Christmas present, got me a, I think like an iRobot, whatever it was called, robot vacuum for the house. And they are really good, but they're a bit like a robot mower. They're not as good as robot mowers because there's never any, you know, you can make sure there's nothing in the way of a robot mower, whereas chairs, sofas, that sort of stuff just does get in the way, TV wires and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was good, but you would have to finish the job yourself, like it wouldn't do corners and stuff like that, the one I had years ago. But in a house like we live in, which is vertical living, really, it doesn't make sense. Like what you need is, a couple of houses ago that I lived in, it was a lateral house. Well, there are pros and cons to both, but you got a basically loads of your square footage is on one level, so you can just let it go all night. Whereas here, you'd have to move it room to room, so it defeats the purpose. Yeah. Really.
Tell me about this gadget, this new gadget you got. Where does it feature on the charts of Stuff and T3 magazine?
It's
in top 10.
This is where you get an insight into, you know, what you're dealing with. I decided I needed one because I've got a Kindle, because Freya says I can't sleep with the lamp on. Okay, she's got me a Kindle. I read on my Kindle every night, but I've got loads of like books, actual hard copies that I want to read that I never bloody read because, you know. So that's nice. So I was like, right, I get one of these little things. And I said, I'm going to get one. And she's like, oh, my sister's got one. See if she still uses it. And I wanted her sister to say, I still use it, because I did about an hour's research on which is the best one to get.
Oh, you're like my
dad,
in the end,
there was a free one down the road at her house, and she's like, don't use it. And I got spare batteries. I was like, well, thanks.
But you're like my dad, picking a lawnmower.
Love it, man. I love the
research.
Tiny
bit of grass. And then you ended up getting an electric one anyway.
Yeah, I love the research, mate. I absolutely love it. I got,
you're all about detail, aren't you?
No. I got the new upholstery cleaner, all that sort of stuff. Like, I'm into this stuff, and I spend weeks researching it, and then I lose patience and just order one.
Any new barbecuing gadgets?
Oh, well,
that we need this year.
Well,
I got the rotisserie, which I love.
Yep.
I've obviously got a meter again, which is amazing. One of the best things you can have.
It's a must have. Yeah, they've got a new one.
Go on.
It's called a meter plus, is it, or a meter one? I forget what it's called, the new one, but it is actually. I was like, well, how different can it be? It is a level up. They got a new one. It's really, really good.
Oh, is it thinner?
No, it's made of better materials. It's got better range on the Bluetooth. It's really good.
Yeah,
really good.
I hook mine up to my iPad anyway, because if you walk away, you lose connection.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. iPad.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
No, I knew you wouldn't.
Well done, boy. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. So I had a neighbour. I don't know if you listen to this pod or not. A very eccentric neighbour. He cycled up the road the other day, and he just went past his front door and came to mine. And he says hello like this. Hello. Which is a nice way to say hello. Hello. I have a barbecue. Would you like it? And I said, it's terracotta. And you can have it. And I said, oh, do you know, I do like barbecues. I know you do. That's why I ask. I thought, I've probably got enough. And he said, well, we would like it to be gone, because we're probably going to move house, and we haven't used it since the children.
Yeah, we're going to move house because of the smoke coming from yours.
So he's like, I kind of said, yeah, that'd be great. He said, would you like to come and get it now? I was like, well, I'll get onto my back in a minute. I've hurt my back a bit.
Same.
Yeah, we're getting old. And he was like, hurt my back a bit. And he said, well, come and have a look. And I said, I'll come over. He said, why don't you come and have a look now? So basically, I've got it. So I've now got this big terracotta barbecue in my hallway.
You're quite passive aggressive, mate.
I am.
Yes, but your neighbour.
Oh, yeah, but in a really nice way. But I was like,
okay.
I came back in and Freya was like, did you want that? I was like, I don't know if me wanting it was actually part of the deal, but I've now got it. And it's just...
What's a terracotta Barbie then? What's the difference?
It's like a plant pot, mate. Okay. I haven't put it together yet. But it's like, it's quite a sizable thing, and it's kind of, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that.
Well, I know what'll happen, mate. You'll keep it for about a year, then you'll have to go put it in the back of your car, do a tip run, chuck it.
Well, I've got... I'm getting a new grill, actually. So you want a new gadget, I'll tell you about it. I'm getting a Kamado Joe, but I'm getting a connected Joe.
Gotcha.
So you can use it as a normal Kamado Joe, but you can also plug it in to an outdoor power source, extension lead or whatever you've got. And you can then cheat by it's automatic light. Stick your charcoal in, press go, it lights it for you. It's got an element if you plug it in, set the temperature, whatever you want, and it gets it there and keeps it there all day long.
Yeah, so you don't. It's sort of hybrid. You can use fuel, or it has electric element in there. Yeah.
Yeah. You can manage it yourself. It lights itself, which is kind of don't need that, but it might as well. But you can either manage the temperature yourself, or the machine will do it for you. So it's either a standard Kamado Joe, or it's a set and forget Kamado Joe, and it can do either. So going for it.
These are gadgets I want to hear about, not a book torch. You have redeemed yourself now. You probably just
made it up for that
because you didn't want to sound like a knob.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. I am going for it. Really good. I watched.
I've also got a pick.
Slagging.
I've also got. I'm at only slagging. Oh my god, on Instagram.
I mean, I stumbled across it thinking it was something else, and and then I got hooked.
He is.
Some of the stuff he does is brilliant. He follows me now, so I feel like sort of made it in the barbecue world.
He is amazing. Smoking Elk and him and Marcus Borden, it's like, oh my god, mate.
There's another one called, I think it's Over the Fire or Over the Pit Fire. It's
quite good. Yeah. Just mega, mate. Absolutely mega the stuff they cook. So I'm going to take the plunge on that, I think. I'm up for that. I'm bang up for it. And I've got a huge gas. We might have covered this. I don't know. A huge gas grill in my outdoor kitchen that I just don't use. And it's a brilliant thing, but I just don't use it. I'm not anti-gas at all. Like, I'm up for it, but I don't use it. So that's that. So I was thinking of actually, I've got a Traeger that I've had forever, which I have basically killed. I've just used it so much, and it's been outside for so long that it's basically dead.
I have to put mine on the skip when I get one out the front.
Yeah, I've killed it. And I've got a cover for it, but what happens is, I tell you what happened is you don't put the cover straight on. You take your dinner inside and you realize the next morning, because it's red hot, you don't put a cover on it. The next morning you've forgotten and you go outside and it's been rained on. You don't want to put a wet cover on. And then my dog pissed on it because the cover was on the floor. And I'm like, right, it's got piss on it now.
Yeah.
So it's lasted me a very long time, that Traeger, like 5 years or something. It's been amazing. But I might look at putting a newer Traeger in where my gas one is now and getting rid of the gas one.
Okay, yeah.
The gas one is mega. It's an amazing bit of kit, but it's a Wolf, as in Sub-Zero.
I need Wolf, a gas one. I got a beef-eater one.
It's just
easy. It stops my house stinking if I'm cooking bacon, sausages, anything quick like that.
Yeah.
Anything you don't really want to put in the oven, you want to fry, it's better than frying because it's on a gas grill and sort of not cooking in your own fats, really. So... right, tell me what part of your back hurts. Mine is my thoracic.
What's that?
The middle.
Same here. What's up with yours?
Don't know, just tight. Keep me up at night. I'm gonna have to stretch a lot more. I went for a massage last week.
Pointless.
Rolled over.
Pointless.
He said we don't do that kind of stuff here. But it didn't really help too much. I'm stretching a lot now.
Pointless. Mate.
Stretching. Stretching will help.
We'll have a massage therapist come on and tell us it's not pointless. But I'm sorry, unless you're getting aggressive, deep tissue sports massage every day, there's no point.
It was, but it didn't even sort of touch the size really of making it any better. So I'm foam rolling, I'm stretching. I got really bad mobility in my middle back, so it's aching now. That's why I'm speaking to you with my arm in the air, just trying to.
Yep.
I mean, you know, if I didn't have a podcast today, I wouldn't do anything, you know. So I'm just digging in for the boys and girls that listen to this. So you're welcome.
No, you're a tough bugger. Yeah, I've had a few weeks of feeling absolutely fine during the day and then waking up at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning with it feels like a cricket ball sized area in the middle of my back, which is unbelievably sore, like it's in spasm. And then the other morning I just shifted in bed and I got one on my lower back and I actually was like, it was proper one of those, woke Freya up. And it was like, that went in a day. And
should have had a 6 second kiss then. Go over and done with.
Yeah, it made me feel better. But I borrowed a foam roller from my mate and from Ollie. And this morning at 4:34, I was foam rolling on the bedroom floor in my pajamas, like... So it won't go away. So I've actually got an appointment, hopefully today, with my mate Sparks. He's actually an osteo, and he's about 100 meters from my house, which is.
Would you rather have a bad back, or would you rather be Billy Vinopola?
Oh mate,
this morning.
Oh mate, I'm sure everyone's heard. Ugh,
been arrested in Palmer.
I was about
to say
poor bloke, but I think you probably get told off for saying poor bloke in this situation. Well, we don't know enough about it.
No, yeah. Speculating because I've got no idea what's going on, but I mean, we've all been on a big night out, woke up in the morning, and I've had quite a few where you wake up and it's like I wake up like the woman from Home Alone when she realizes Kevin is missing on the plane. Wake up like that sometimes. Come on.
Oh man, just but, sounds horrendous.
It does. So, what would you rather? Bad back, yeah.
Bad back, please.
Yeah, well, keep me updated.
My back's fine. I'm going after this pod. I'm going to the gym, and I'll be able to. I don't do stuff that threatens my back anymore. Like I probably said before, deadlifting. I think, you know, if I'm not getting paid money to deadlift, I won't deadlift. I think it's pointless for in the real world. The injury risk is too high. Unless you're going really light, I just think there's better stuff. I think a leg press, other back exercises are just lower risk. That's just my opinion. But I don't squat heavy anymore. And it's like my back will be fine. I'll have a proper workout.
I did loads of back today to try and, like, not too heavy, but just see if that helps. Like prone pull. Sort of single arm rows, just trying to.
You're probably better off doing core is the boring truth of it.
Yeah, I know. And I came back and I've had a stretch, so I'm going to stretch a little bit more. Should we get off backs now? Because we're probably just boring people.
Yeah, just hope. I hope everything works out with Big Bill. No idea what happened. It has to be said that the first newspaper article I read about him being hit with a taser the first time and it not working, that did bring a wry smile to my face. But then the next, because he's a big old unit, but the next article said that it didn't activate properly, so I'm not sure it's quite so staunch.
He'd be like a bear, wouldn't he, as well? Like, you see people like shooting a bear, does nothing to him.
Yeah, be a bit like that. Yeah, we don't know what's happened, but we hope everyone's all right, basically. I think that's about right, isn't it?
Whatever you want, mate.
Is that the right thing to say?
Say what you want.
It probably is. I do like Bill.
Yeah, just I don't agree with that in the workplace.
No, it sounds like he's had a shocker, but we don't know. He's someone I think who would be in. I don't think he'd probably want to do it. I don't know, but I think he's someone who could add something to a point on broadcasting when he retires, because
doesn't care what he says.
Loads of caps and just says what he thinks, mate. Just says, yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah.
And tells you the truth about things, and I think that's great. That I think he's good for that.
Speaking of truth and true stories, you might have read the book, but have you watched any of Baby Reindeer?
Two episodes, started it last night.
Thoughts?
I don't know. I've been thinking about, I knew you were going to ask me about this. It's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Stick with it.
100% with it, mate. I'm on it. It's the Nicole McClellan, the marketing director at hi Nicole at Gloucester. We spoke about it yesterday as well, and she said the acting's amazing, and she's dead right, like as usual. So, like, it's amazing. But I don't know how best to describe without being inappropriate. I'll just say it in. I won't. You know, if it was another pod, they would just say it. Okay. But last night, kids went to bed on time. I got home early because I was only in Gloucester. I'm home at 6:45. Kids are in bed. We have a nice early dinner, light dinner. We're not bloated. We have a glass of nice wine. Everything's good. Perfect opportunity for an early night.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Just an early night.
Oh, yeah. 6-second kiss.
The idea was floated. We both looked at each other and we were so grossed out by that problem, by that program, that it was like, ugh. She was like, I am in agony. It's so awkward. I'm in agony. And I was like, I'm normally like immune to that.
I bet you just agreed with her. You didn't want to come across as weird.
Oh, me too, love. Yeah. You pop up, I want to watch some car videos. I mean, that is actually what we did. That is actually what happened. But watched a bit of Harry's Garage, as usual, and a bit of Chris Harris. But it's
stick with it, because the short episodes are only sort of 30 minutes, aren't they? There's seven of them. I was trying to work out where I knew I don't know what he is, a comedy writer, a director, a producer, a show producer. You know, the gingerhead guy who sort of is a bad influence on him. Have you met him yet?
No, I'm only two in.
Okay, so I was trying to work out where I'd seen him from.
Yeah.
And it was The Office.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so he comes in and they give Ricky Gervais a chance to be a motivational speaker.
Yep. Remember him?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you know who the woman is with him in that? Olivia, what's her name? Super famous.
Coleman.
Coleman, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, so he's in there. Cooper and Webb. Who's Cooper? Who's Webb?
There you go.
Yeah. That's what, yeah, but I thought it definitely got better as it got on.
Yeah.
It's how would you describe it? Like a black comedy? But it's also really
comedy.
Serious because it's scarily unnerving, is what I would say.
Yeah, you're exactly it. I genuinely felt uncomfortable watching it, which I think is the idea. And I don't often feel like that. I only feel like that when something's awful. And this is like, it's almost so good. I think the fact that it's a true story, that always makes programs better. But what I'd say about this one, which marks it out, if you didn't know it was a true story, it would be so... It'd be so ridiculous that you just turn
over
it off.
Over the top, yeah, yeah.
It's just so stupid. Correct. Like, this is ridiculous. Oh, I'm not going to bother with this. But it's like The Gentleman I found a bit silly, and I liked Guy Ritchie, but I was like, this is a bit silly now. Anyway, so it feels really silly, like he's just not ending it. And then, you know, the fact that he hasn't called it off and the things he does to actually keep this relationship going, and you wonder what in him it's feeding. But it's like, this would never happen. Turn it off. But because it's true, you're like, oh my God.
He's totally mixed up.
Oh my God.
In his head. And he needs and craves a bit of attention. Whoever, yeah. I'm not sure of the actor who plays Martha, but she is effing brilliant.
Mate.
The way she walks, the way she moves, the way she just turns from being really nice to just super aggressive and angry.
And because it's like, I'm sure it's big budget, it's Netflix and all that, but because it's kind of low key and it's not superstars, I was saying last night, it's exactly the sort of program where you end up with mediocre actors in it and that undermines it a bit. But they are brilliant. He's amazing.
It's him, isn't it? It's the main guy who plays the role.
Yes.
It. Yeah, so...
No, oh, I mean, what? It's actually him that it happened to? No.
I think so.
No.
All right, I'm going to have to Google it now.
Yeah, go on. See, if we were Joe Rogan, we'd have our mate to Google this for us.
We'd have a producer is what we need.
Yeah.
So,
do we though?
It's Richard Gadd. Richard Gadd is a writer and actor.
Surely it didn't actually happen to him.
I thought it did. I thought he wrote it and starred in it. Writer, actor, and comedian. He created and starred in the 2024 Netflix drama Baby Reindeer.
Okay, but he's not the guy that had the stalker.
Well, he created and starred in it.
Well, surely he just knows the story and has created the series. I mean,
oh, I don't know, mate. I actually thought it was him because Gad's next show, Baby Reindeer, about his experiences with being stalked.
It is him. That is amazing. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one of those things that we were talking about this last night because it's a proper conversation start of that program. But we were talking about last night, like, I was like, a stalker as long as she was fit, you know, usual chat you have. And I was like, she was like, actually, this would be absolutely terrifying. And I was like, yeah, but initially you'd think, well, say you or I wouldn't be terrified by this because you've got a 5'3" woman stalking you and we're big, powerful men. And it's like, no, that's not the point. It's the repeated invasion and then it's the threat to those around you, isn't it? That's the threat. Yeah. Like,
well, you know, keep watching and you'll see. But Jessica Gunning is the actor that plays Martha. And
amazing.
It is an incredible performance.
Absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
it's brilliant, and I've also been recommended by Nicole. She's recommended Ripley, which apparently is ace.
Right, so yeah, I saw that on Netflix, and it threw me a little bit because it's all in black and white.
Yes,
which just blindsided
me. That's how you see the world, though. So I thought you'd like that.
Oscar Schindler.
But apparently amazing.
Okay. I've got blue lights to go. Have you watched the Digital Detectives yet?
No.
Channel 4?
Oh, no, I haven't. I forgot.
Right, three episodes out of that. It's really good. Quite scary.
You're on series 2 of Blue Lights, are you?
I haven't started yet. That's my next one.
Shall I wait?
Yeah, well, don't tell me what happens.
I'm not going to tell you anything that happens, but...
No, don't tell me anything.
All right. Okay.
Well, you're just going to spoil it, aren't you? A lot of people.
No.
Right. That's our...
Take as you find. Take as you find.
That is the book and movie and
well,
TV
I've got to go and pick up
review.
My robot mower this afternoon, by the way, on that subject. It broke and it's been fixed. Bloody high maintenance, mate, for something that takes care of itself. You turn it off for a few weeks.
You married it.
Your lawn
cut. Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, the mower. The mower.
But it's like blood. It's meant to just, you know what I mean? Constantly having the bloody thing fixed.
Yeah.
That's what you get in it.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Give us the Women's Six Nations review.
Red Roses, back to 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 back. They're amazing. They're incredibly dominant. We probably need, like the South Africans have joined the leagues over here, we almost need New Zealand to come over and join the Six Nations, make it a seven, because England are untouchable at this stage. Amazing skill level, amazing cohesion, brilliant team, look really well coached, mega. Dominant.
Yeah.
Bloody well done to them. Bloody well done.
Mm. Wales won a wooden spoon, just like the men.
Yeah.
But they actually did get a victory. They beat Italy. 79th minute. Turpiloto scores a try. So.
Do you know what I was thinking?
Do you know what they went from? Wales went from last year. I saw this fact. I was on Scrum 5 last night with Anna Snowsill. She said, she had quite a few interesting things, but I read this fact that last year Wales women won 3 games and scored 17 tries in the Six Nations. This year they won 1 game and scored 7 tries. So big difference. They also went professional Wales a year before Scotland and Ireland. And now Ireland and both those teams now have sort of taken them over. They pretty convincingly beat Ireland last year, and then roles were reversed this year and they lost heavily to Ireland this year. So don't know what's going on there, but I mean, I don't know what's going on with rugby around Wales at the moment, mind you.
I wanted to ask about this. So I was at Twickenham on Saturday for the Quins big summer kickoff, and there's what, I don't know what the number was, 55,000-60,000 people. And I remember reading about an Ospreys game the other week, and there were 3,000 and something people at the Ospreys game. Now I know this is not a standard club game that Quins are playing. So I just wondered, I mean, they sell out the Stoop a lot, but I just wondered, when you have like your sort of big judgment day, your double header at the Principality, that kind of stuff, are you getting those numbers on those big stadium days? Are you getting those sorts of numbers in Wales?
I think so. That's off the top of my head. I'm sure we get around 50,000 for the judgment day, but that is not happening in Principality Stadium this year because there's a concert going on I think Taylor Swift is playing there. So they've moved it to Cardiff City's stadium in Leckwith, which isn't quite the same because it's not the centre of town. You know, you're not around any restaurants, really. I mean, there's a Nando's, McDonald's, there's a KFC. But
oh, sorted. Well, you are then. You are around proper restaurants.
Nah. I mean, the beauty of Judgment Day is you're in the greatest stadium in the world in the middle of Cardiff. And you can make a proper day of it. I don't know, I think just lost its shine a little bit by going across to Cardiff City. So I'm not sure whether you'll get the numbers, you'll get the buy-in. Transport-wise, is a little bit harder to get in and out of than it is, you know, the main city centre. So I tell you, Cardiff are getting decent crowds. They've had three or four sellouts this year, considering good. They've won three games.
Yeah.
Out of 15, I think it is.
Yeah.
They've got 9 losing bonus points, so they're finishing close within teams. They weren't very good against Edinburgh at the weekend, mind. A little bit disappointing. That was the last home game at the Arms Park, and it was Ellis Jenkins' last game in Cardiff Arms Park as well. He went off after 28 minutes with an HIA, so I hope he's okay. I hope he gets to finish the season, because he's retiring at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And he's only... I think he's 31, maybe. So he's quite young, but I think his body is absolutely knackered. He's come back from two major operations, which could have easily been career-threatening. And he just can't train in the weeks, really. And it's just a proper slog. But he's still doing a really good job. And I wonder whether... I don't know whether he'll regret it or not, or whether his body's just had enough. I'm not sure... Josh Turnbull is retiring as well. He's been a warrior. He's played 129 games for Scarlets.
I think we did this last week, by the way.
Did we?
I think we told it. Yeah, we knew. All
right. So, anyway,
still been great though. You are right.
There we are. I don't know what we talk about.
No, not do I. No, do I.
From week to week, mate.
What'd you do this weekend then?
Did two games on Saturday with Chris Patterson, Mossy. Yeah.
Mossy.
Yeah, we did. Zebre Glasgow from Cardiff, and then we did Cardiff, Edinburgh, and then a little bit of Scrum 5. You probably haven't seen Scrum 5, have you?
No.
Have you seen Scrum 1, 2, 3, and 4?
Yeah, oh yeah, the best ones.
Oh yeah, good, good.
Yeah, Scrum 8, yeah, big time.
Yeah, so where were you? You were in Gloucester?
Yeah, well, I had the Roast Beef Club lunch on Friday, which was great, up in Fulham, and big annual event, about 800 people. Law Wright was there. Roger Dakin, you know him, the old fella?
Oh, yeah.
Playing a bloody funny, mate. Best I've ever seen him. Raising money for the Royal Tank Regiment. Amazing. Raised tons of money. Amazing. Brilliant day. And then Saturday, I was at Quinn's early, for Quinn's Saints, which was a very entertaining game. And unfortunately, it's one of those games where the game was great. I mean, loads of tries.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, all that sort of stuff like you'd expect from Quinn Saints, but there were some refereeing decisions which basically caused conversation and consternation, and it's horrible, because it's not horrible. When you're a commentator, you just say what you think about things and you rein it in a bit. You don't use any bad language, but you just say what you think about things, and it doesn't mean you are right. It doesn't mean you're not going to be proved right or wrong after the game. You always are on something, but everyone understands that. That's fine. What I find difficult is when, because you always disagree with the odd referee decision, when it's a big one or a couple of big ones, I know, as I'm saying, I don't agree with that. I know that loads of rugby supporters will then abuse said referee online. I know they will. And I feel like I'm a catalyst when I'm doing it, but I don't have a choice, because I'm not saying he's terrible because he's not. He's a terrible bloke because he's not. I'm saying I don't agree with that. And Brian O'Driscoll, who I think we'd call an authority on the game, is saying I don't agree with that. And there's another one, don't agree with that, or love that call, or whatever it is. You just know that you are saying something that people are going to bite on, and they're going to grab onto, and they're going to use it to say horrible things to somebody online. And it's
had
this
it all
weird...
last week.
Yeah, it's this weird thing where I look back to, you know, the great Eddie Butler and Brian Moore commentating, or, you know, Barnsley and Miles. Miles obviously still going, top of the game. But it's, you look back to them doing it on Sky Sports in the old days, and we could all sit at home and say, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about, or that ref's done that, or that player's terrible. But it stayed in our living rooms. And now or it stayed in the pub. Now it's everywhere. And you've got, you just know that it's like if someone does a stupid high tackle and you say, that is ridiculous. You are right to say it, and we have to say it because it's what we think. But you just know that there's going to be 100 people who are going to go on and call someone horrible names, and somebody might say something horrible about their kids. And you're like, oh, mate. So it's this odd thing. But anyway, there were a couple of decisions that
Danny Kerr.
I didn't agree with. But the Danny Kerr thing.
Just got away with one, didn't he, basically?
I think so. And I think so. And I just don't mind being wrong. But the statement that the refs put out, Paul Hull, who I played against and was coached by and really liked the statement they put out, to be honest to me, go and have a read of it. To be honest to me, it felt a little bit defensive, a little bit knee-jerk. Equally, if they're saying, hang on, everyone's saying this about our referee's decision, we're going to put them right, I can actually understand. I'd probably want to put something out as well. So I do understand that. But I sort of think there was also, I think the TNT guys got a bit of grief for having a laugh with Danny Kerr about it when he came off the field. But then I did the same. And we did two versions of our post-match chat for the highlights, Topsy and I did. And I did the same with Danny. And I haven't seen the show yet because I didn't watch it last night. But I think we did one, but we were worried that the Danny Kerr version was way too long and it wouldn't fit in the show. So we had to do another one. And I thought they might use the safe one, but I think they didn't. I think they used the one where we had a laugh with Danny. So presumably there are people online saying, and I think they might have a point, actually. I think we probably shouldn't be giggling about Northampton having lost. Because Northampton lost, they didn't lose because of that, but we probably shouldn't be. But when Danny Kerr got, when he ran off and gave sort of, he looked at the crowd and was like, ooh, yep, I got away with one there and had a little grin. I did say on the telly, you've got to put yourself in Northampton's shoes here. Come on. Like, it's got to be a second yellow for the shove, for the diving over, cynical act, whatever it is. In my opinion, it should have been a yellow card, but it creates this bloody narrative around the game where I know there is a really nice bloke who's a husband and a dad getting abused. And it ain't my fault. It ain't Brian's fault. It's not TNT's or ITV's fault, but that is just how it works now. And there's this, it creates a little bit of unease in my mind, to be honest.
You should tag me into one of the tweets you put out and I won't respond or reply like you did to me, chicken. You just didn't want the hassle, did you?
I'm not on, I don't go on X, mate. I don't, but I've hardly ever
didn't
go
want
on
your
there.
Timeline full.
Well, I don't want that. No, I don't.
I mean, the first yellow he got was a yellow. He tackles like that quite a lot, I've noticed, Danny Kerr. Like, he does go high. I know he's a short bloke, but if you go high like that, there is a good chance, probably 3 or 4 times out of 10, you're going to catch someone's head. Second one was a yellow, but, mate, how many things are missed in games? Like, come on, people. Like, refs are human. I know there's a TMO there as well, but you put 10 refs in a room and you look at some contentious decisions, they're not all going to agree at all, because rugby's very complicated and it's very subjective, and there's an element of the feel to the game to it, and penalties before and how the game ebbs and flows. So it's a lot bigger than just being black and white.
There was another one that was quite funny, and off camera, off mic, we had a laugh with Joe Marler about it at the end of the game, pitch side, because he took the ball, or someone took the ball and whatever, and Courtney Laws looked like he was just one hand on the ball, in from the side, slowing the ball down, and you heard Joe shout, Jesus Christ, on the ref mic. And on telly, from, I haven't watched it back, but from memory, I was like, I think Joe might have a point. I can't believe Courtney Laws wasn't penalised there. They showed the replay and I was like, actually, I think he might have been all right. I take that back. Man, he might argue he's all right there.
I see it every week, like,
of course you do.
Every game there's something, like someone goes in with a no-arm tackle or something. You cannot spot everything. There's no way you can do that. Imagine a lot of refs probably start games thinking, right, please nothing controversial. Please nothing controversial. Please nothing controversial. Because sometimes there's no right or wrong, because, you're going to get hammered either way. Some are better at it than others. I get that. But I don't know. I mean, I think in the Gallagher League, I think the TMO is far more proactive than they are in the URC. And I know you don't want games being reffed by the TMO, but the way the game is watched now and scrutinized, decisions need to be picked up as best they can. I think that Gallagher is a lot more proactive in that than maybe the URC, where there's often things aren't noticed.
It's a difficult one because, again, it's the care for what you wish for with the tech.
It is.
You know, it's too much TMO, too many days. All right, let's let the refs make decisions. Well, what are you going to do when they get them wrong then? What are you going to say to them then?
Imagine VAR is difficult. Leaves football. Because the amount of replays now, the angles you've got, the cameras you've got around the field, you know, you can see every single angle. So there's going to be uproar if a linesman or a referee doesn't pick an offside, which is quite easy to spot, and everyone else has spotted it bar them, or a handball. There's going to be huge uproar. So, there's no right or wrong. I tell you one thing, if you get a chance to watch it, I know you don't watch URC, and that's fine, mate. I don't hold it against you. You're missing out, right? But the Stormers, they played, I think it might have been Leinster. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. There's so many games, my brain's gone. But the Warren Gallant try is brilliant. The best try I've seen, for like a little bit of individual brilliance. It's a little arc and run around the outside, get close to the touchline, bring someone in on a switch, dummies the switch, fools everyone, goes around the outside, dots the ball down. Sick.
Yeah. Okay.
And if you get another chance to watch something, watch Rory McIlroy singing Don't Stop Believing after golf tournament the weekend, him and Shane.
Was he good? Is he a good singer?
I assume one. Otherwise, I'm not sure why they'd be in. I haven't seen the results from the golf yet. But him and Shane Lowry were playing together, and he's in a sort of VIP tent. Brilliant. He did win. Yeah, they did win. They won the Zurich Classic in the playoff.
Oh, great.
But it's brilliant. They're all shouting his name, and you don't often see that. You see it in the Live Tour, because that's crazy. That's a crazy tour. They're spraying champagne when they win. There's fire coming out. There's DJs, and that's what the Live Tour have tried to create, like a more of a party around golf. But this is brilliant. Honestly, I put it on X. Have a look. I love it.
Okay. All right, I'll have a look.
I'm not going to go through any rugby results, mate. For
no, let's leave it. Everyone knows anyway.
Lost.
Everyone knows everyone. Results? Everyone knows everyone. Yeah.
Big result. Well, they don't. It's Monday. This is the first time we've done a pod for ages on a Monday.
They know the results, though, don't they? Henry Slade was good yesterday at King's Home. So was Jack Vermeulen. They were both for Exeter. They were amazing. Chat from Ewan was a beast. Slade looked amazing.
Who else
amazing.
To chat with after the game? I saw you chat with Henry Slade. Anyone else?
Manny Faiwoboso.
What a loss to Wales. I didn't realise how much.
Yeah. But
when you hear Henry Slade talking about how big and powerful he is, and he's not seen anything like it or him before, you think, ooh. Like the try he scored for England, the acceleration, the power. I can't remember who they played against. Came around the corner. It was a game before France, wasn't it? Because he didn't play in France because he had concussion. But
Italy, maybe.
Might have been Scotland.
You might have been Scotland, yeah. I can't remember. But he was bashing people in the talent, as well,
mate.
Yesterday.
He's a talent.
Yeah, and he's bright, so he's only going to get better.
Who's going to...
That's it.
All right. Just now, European rugby next weekend. So let's I'll pull the fixtures up for you so you don't have to.
I'm going to Gloucester Benetton on Saturday, and then I'm flying out on the red eye Sunday morning to Toulouse and covering Toulouse Quins.
For who?
And I'm thrilled.
Who are you doing it for, big boy?
TNT on Saturday and ITV on Sunday. I am thrilled.
Right, let's go through them. Sharks, Clermont.
Yeah.
Sharks. Sharks. They were good enough on the weekend. It was a cock fest in Fletchley.
Was it?
Yeah, Werner Cock scored 3 and Vincent Cock scored 1. So, Gloucester, what do you reckon?
I think Gloucester beat Benetton.
Yep, I'm with you there. Toulouse, Quins.
Head says, heart says. You know the drill.
Yeah, you know the drill. All right, boy. That's it. That's Blockbusters.
Same with Leinster. Heart says, head says. Right, good luck to you, boy. Good luck, everyone.
Have a good
weekend. I hope your back's all right, fella. And one thing that ain't going to help is a massage down the local spa, mate. Don't bother. Save yourself 70 quid.
45.
I got a big...
I reckon the going rate for a massage at the moment is about £1 a minute.
I got a big ugly bloke who looks exactly like you and me called Sparksy down the road who's going to crack me up later on. He's going to pull me about like a thing, like a duvet.
Like a cheese string.
He's going to flap me about like a rug. It'd be amazing. All right. Lots of love, everyone.
I don't reckon that, mate. The only person who could do that would be Will Skelton.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Or Billy Vunipola. Right. Bye, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.